In 2018, performance marketing was king. Throw in a few lakhs and your Shopify dashboard sang with conversions. But today, CPMs are soaring, ROAS is shrinking, and ad fatigue is hitting harder than ever. The once mighty paid click has become a rented commodity, fickle, fragile, fleeting. 2026 is teaching D2C founders a hard truth: the time to chase clicks is gone. In today's age of futility where everything is rented or subscribed to, from music to TV shows, consumers have this underlying need to really possess something. To have something they can call their own. They want security and emotional connection. And the best way to give them what they desire is by making them feel like your brand is theirs. It's to focus more on brand storytelling than marketing. It's to instill this belief in them that your brand exists to make them feel understood, and through this, convert the crowd of one-time consumers into a community of loyal patrons. This isn't just a shift in marketing strategy. It's a shift in mindset. Building a community isn't a vanity metric of follower counts, it's defensibility. It's your moat. Brands like Boat and Mammoth didn't just scale with ads. They scaled with tribes, with stories that resonated, with fans who felt seen. The playbook is rewriting itself. Reallocate that bloated ad budget. Shrink it from 70% to a lean 30 to 35%. Pour the rest into content that educates, entertains, and empathizes. Create WhatsApp groups, host offline meetups, co-create with your superfans. Let your brand voice echo through UGC, not just polished campaigns. In an era where trust is scarce, your founder's story is your strongest asset. Be raw, be real. Consumers are no longer buying products, they're buying stories, values, and community. This is not a rejection of performance marketing. It's an evolution. Ads might get you visibility, but community gives you longevity. So as you plan your next quarter, ask yourself, are you chasing clicks or are you building connections? The future belongs to brands who choose the latter. Written by Yashi Bhatia.